Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. Well, Chris, I think today we have a special guest on the podcast. Why don't you introduce him for us?
Well, he's one of my best friends. His name's Dr. Larry Browning, but he prefers to be called Larry. But anyway, we've been longtime friends, and probably the best thing that we both have ever done in our life is we began to determine that we need to be discipling other men. And so we got together and started discipling one another. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And so we said, let's go through this discipleship course together, and then we're going to begin to disciple other men. And now that's been over 20 years ago.
That's amazing.
So Larry, when we started doing this many years ago, we used to meet at the McDonald's on Houston Levee Road once a week. And just tell us a few things about what you remember.
When we started out, I seem to remember the first thing we did was you sent me an email, I think, or a text, and sent it to quite a few guys, and I was the only one that responded, to go through a book called The Complete Green Letters. And I was like, let's do that. It sounds like fun. I think the discipling one-on-one had already been on your mind.
Yeah, through Dawson Trotman's sermon, Born to Reproduce.
Yeah.
I thought, there's no reason I can't be discipling at least one guy.
Right.
And so that's how you and I kind of came together over that.
So you got me the book, and I started reading. It's a real short chapter, two or three pages a chapter. It's a guidebook. It's a great guidebook. But there's no fluff in these chapters. I would read, and I would summarize the top of the chapter, what I thought in a sentence or two or three the chapter was saying. And we would get together, like you said, at McDonald's, and we would discuss it. And I would just say, well, this is what I think it says. And we would go from there. And, you know, that's where we started this journey of one-to-one. And it was so good. In fact, I don't know how many of those books I bought to give away and to sell, resell through Abiding Above Ministries. You'd probably know that, but a bunch.
Yeah. I remember one time, it's been some years ago, me, you, and Carolyn started trying to list the people that I discipled, that you've discipled, and guys that we discipled that ended up discipling others. And I think we were approaching 200 at some point.
It got too hard to track after that.
This has been 20 years.
Wow. How often did y'all meet?
We met once a week for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yep. Or longer.
Yeah, or longer. That's how this started. Me hearing the sermon on a cassette tape by Dawson Trotman, Born to Reproduce. So if you're listening to this, I would highly recommend go out and Google that. It'll come right up. Yep. Listen to it. It's absolutely amazing. And then going on and discipling other people one-to-one, and then encouraging them, finding other people for them to disciple. And it is literally a movement that can change this whole world if God's children would simply begin.
Yeah, that's a big network, too, if you think of just you guys, two of y'all, and then another 200, and then whoever they discipled. You're talking real numbers very quickly.
That's spiritual multiplication.
There you go.
One-to-one. We've been doing that a long time. I'm not sure when the Red Book, that's what we call it, Dynamic Discipleship.
Dynamic Discipleship.
When did that come in? When did you get that?
That came from John Woodward, a friend of mine who's part of another ministry. He recommended that. It's out of Canada.
Yes.
But now we do Grace Discipleship Course by Lee Turner.
Right.
We got two books, two workbooks, and they're 12 lessons each. Mm-hmm. One's the basic, one's the advanced. And I really love this book. I wish Lee Turner was still here. He'd be a great guy to interview, but he's in a better place. He's in heaven. He died in his 90s.
He beat us there, didn't he?
Wow.
Yeah. I flew out to take part in his funeral sermon.
Wow. How many books do you think you've done over the years?
Different discipleship books?
Yeah.
Dynamic Disciples International and then Grace Discipleship are the only two I've ever used.
Right. Oh, okay. Just repeating them. Okay.
Well, the content that we want is concise and in that book, and it's easy to follow. Both those books are good.
Yeah.
They're different. The second one we're doing now, it's longer. Most of the blanks have already been filled in, kind of. The old Dynamic Discipleship book left a lot of voids that we'd fill in, which was good for sparking conversation. But
one of the things I like about the first book and the first few lessons, many people secretly doubt their salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Those first three lessons, I've watched this over and over again. They begin to realize, I truly am saved, and this is the reason why.
Yeah.
And that doubt goes away. another guy that I discipled years ago told me he's discipling a guy now who was doubting his salvation. And in the third lesson, he's done three lessons, and in that third lesson, he found assurance of his salvation. That's one of the reasons I like the book so much.
Right.
And then the book also has a great breakdown of what the Bible says about spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
Okay. That is huge, and he does a good job of presenting that along with Charles Solomon's writings and also drawings. Guys were just like, oh my word, I'm understanding me for the first time. Understand me.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. Scary thing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful that that many people have been impacted by something. You're sitting there drinking your coffee at McDonald's and doing it at the same time. Larry, thank you for being here today. We're going to do more of these. You'll hear back from Larry again, and I will link to those books. So go out to abidingabove.org, and thanks for listening.